Hi, you're listening to Book Chat with author Vivian E. Moore.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. We really appreciate you joining us. This podcast really shows us how we can all learn, live, and thrive off of each other. By sharing our knowledge through our conversations, we will impart some knowledge whilst learning ourselves how to progress even further. Here is your host.
Hello and welcome to Book Chat. I am your host, author Vivian E. Moore. I hope everyone had a great week and I hope you are having an even better weekend. And depending on where you are, I hope you are getting out and enjoying this lovely pre-spring weather. All right, so let's get straight to today's show. The title is This or That. And the topic is alternative realities and endings. So one of the most intriguing aspects of storytelling is the concept of alternate realities or divergent paths. So let's explore that a little bit, shall we? So let's just say, what if a character made a different choice? How would the story unfold if events took a different turn? Well, these questions, they often lead to very fascinating explorations known as this or that alternative storylines. Okay, so let's get into some examples to see how alternative narratives can enrich our understanding of familiar tales. Okay, so let's talk about one of my favorite movies, one of my favorite series of all times, The Lord of the Rings. So let's imagine if Frodo had chosen not to destroy the One Ring. So we know about that ring, okay? My precious. So what if he succumbed to its temptation and then, you know, he sought to wield his power instead? That would have been a big old mess, right? So this shift would not only change the fate of Middle Earth, but also it would challenge our notions of heroism and corrupting influence of ultimate power. And we know how that ideology can get you into a lot of trouble. Okay. We see it in present day times as well. So now let's talk about the Game of Thrones. I know that a lot of people are big fans of the Game of Thrones. So what if Ned Stark had survived his encounter in King's Landing? So how would his continued presence influence the power struggles and the alliances throughout Westeros? Okay, so the ripple effects of such a change, it could have redefined the entire political landscape of the series. And so I'm not going to disclose too much more than that for those who may be into the series and not maybe all the way through it. All right. So anyway, let's talk about one of my all-time favorite movies, The Matrix, one of my all-time favorite series. And we all are familiar with Neo. Okay. So what if Neo had chosen to remain within the Matrix instead of fighting against it? And we know how powerful that was, how exciting that was, that whole series of The Matrix. So this decision, if he had chosen to stay within The Matrix, it would have led to a narrative that explored the complexities of reality, perception, and then the freedom of choice in a world governed by artificial intelligence. Sometimes artistry, it speaks life, okay? You know, it shows, it's depicted, but still it shows you how close art depicts life. Okay. Real life. So we know that these, this or that scenarios, they not only spark our imagination, but they also invite deeper reflections on themes such as identity and destiny and the consequences of our decisions. Okay. Sad, but true. So, but what they do more than anything else is they showcase the intricate web of possibilities that are woven within every story. And they remind us that there are countless paths that characters can take and each offer a unique narrative experience. Okay. So, you know, exploring alternative storylines can also be creative for writers and fans. Okay. So fan fiction and fan art and speculative discussions, you know, they thrive on exploring what ifs, and they breathe a new life into beloved tales, and they encourage a sense of community among enthusiasts. Okay. So now let's talk about alternative endings. All right. So we've already explored the alternative reality. So now let's get into the alternative ending. So we know that alternative endings, they often culminate in an ending that leaves a lasting impact on the audience. Okay. And, but what if the narrative took a different turn at its climax? Okay. The plot thickens. So let's enter the world of this or that alternative storyline endings. Okay. Where the familiar gives way to the unexpected, and it opens doors to those uncharted territories of imagination and speculation. Okay. So let's journey through some of those intriguing alternative endings to well-known stories, and then explore those possibilities and see how they unveil. Okay. So let's go into one of the classics. Okay. Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. So instead of the tragic ending of Romeo and Juliet, what if they had managed to escape their feuding families and build a life together? What if that would have happened? Okay. So this alternative ending, what it could do is inspire narratives about overcoming societal barriers, and it could forge a path of love and unity. Man, we need a whole lot of that in this world, don't we? So now let's get into another fan favorite, The Hunger Games. Okay, that series. So, and again with the what ifs. So what if Katniss and Peeta refuse to play by the Capitol's rules and spark a rebellion within the arena? Okay, that would have been exciting to watch, right? So this alternative ending, it would have turned the tables on the oppressive regime. And then it would have showcased the power of defiance and the unity in the face of tyranny. All right. So now let's talk about one of my favorites, Inception. Okay. I love that movie. So let's consider the ending where Cobb, he chose to remain in the dream world. Okay. And just embraced it, embraced those possibilities of crafting his reality rather than returning to a potentially ambiguous reality. All right. So this alternative conclusion, what it could do is, you know, it could just delve a little bit deeper into the nature of perception. All right. Because we know about reality and perception, and those two things, what they do is they are the boundaries of consciousness. All right. So now, last but certainly not least, one of my favorite authors of all time is Stephen King. And so we're going to talk about The Shawshank Redemption. All right. So if you've seen it, then you are familiar with that story and all the things that went along with it. So what if Andy Dufresnes, I can never pronounce his name correct, so forgive me if I did not pronounce it correct this time, okay? But what if he confronted the injustices within the Shawshank prison and then actually worked toward reforming it instead? Okay, what if that would have happened? That would have changed the whole storyline, right? So, you know, this alternative ending, you know, it could offer a nuanced exploration of redemption, and then also that resilience, and then also the capacity for change. But if you've watched The Shawshank Redemption, or if you read the book, you know that didn't happen, okay? So we all know that these, this or that alternative endings, what they do is that they challenge the conventional narratives, and they also, you know, they invite the audience to reconsider the themes and messages embedded within the stories, because we all want sometimes a different ending than how the story ends, especially if it's not, you know, favorable. We always want it to end differently, you know, like the Titanic, for instance. We would have loved if those two main characters in that story had both of them had survived instead of just the one. But, you know, we didn't write those stories. So, you know, we get what we get. And you either like it or you don't, but that's just how it is. But what they do is they spark those discussions about choice and then also those consequences and then the impact of having those pivotal decisions on the character arcs, okay? And that's ARCS arcs, all right? So exploring those alternative endings, they can be so fascinating for the creators and for the audiences, okay? And it just encourages more speculation, okay? Because that just makes it more exciting, you know, the what ifs, what if this happened instead of this, okay? So it's more or less a creative reinterpretation, okay? And it also is a deeper engagement with the underlying themes of the narrative, all right? So in conclusion, these alternative storylines and endings, they open doors to new dimensions of storytelling, you know, where the familiar takes those familiar tales, they take those unexpected twists and then the endings often defy the expectations, okay? So they inspire us to ponder the what ifs and imagine worlds where the possibilities are as boundless as our imagination. So, you know, as we navigate these uncharted territories of storytelling, let us discover that the journey of a narrative is not just about reaching the end, but it's also about exploring the myriad paths it could have taken. All right. So that is the show for today. I hope that it was engaging and helpful. And I would appreciate if you would listen, like, and share. And, you know, because that's also a part of loving what you hear on Book Chat on a weekly basis, to listen, to like, and to share, because that shows great appreciation, you know, for the show. And also for the host, and I appreciate that. Okay. And also remember that, you know, tomorrow is not promised. We know that for a fact. And it's also why it's so important to tell those who we care about the most how we feel about them on a daily basis. Because, you know, who knows, you may never get the chance to do it again. So as I always say, how I always end the show, always, always, always tell those who you care about the most how you feel about them today, because, you know, tomorrow is not promised. So on that note, I love you. I hope you love me back. And until the next time you hear my voice, God bless you and goodbye.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you. Thank you.